This dude is a hero. Not we're like, oh, you're such a hero, you did this. Nah, this dude is legitimately a hero. 25-year-old pizza guy in Indiana saved 5 children from a house that was fully engulfed in flames. Kids' ages ranged from 1 to 18, and he was in the hospital at risk to his own life. At risk to his own life. He was driving to get gas after midnight on July 11th and passed a house that was on fire, which the fire department believed began after the ashes hadn't been fully extinguished, were left in a bucket on the front porch. He didn't have his phone with him, so he couldn't call 911. So he stopped and found an unlocked door in the back of the house. And when he came out to see if anyone was inside, a teenager appeared at the top of the stairs with some young children. Sinona Barrett, 18, was babysitting her 3 siblings and her sister's friends while their parents were out on a date night, which is, you know, fully acceptable. Hundreds of thousands of people do it every year. It's not like anybody's fault. This is just an accident. Sinona had smelled smoke and was frantically trying to wake everybody up to get them out of the house when Nick Bostick came through the back door. He said he hustled everyone outside. Then Sinona, I'm probably not saying her name right, I apologize, was told him the baby was missing. So Bostick would soon learn that he was referring to 6-year-old Kaylina, nicknamed Baby K, who was still in the house. Those 4 might have made it out without Bosick's help. But the 5th, Kaylania, she was in trouble. Now, for some reason, she was downstairs where the fire was spreading. So Nick says he ran inside and looked under beds and closets. Meanwhile, the house is on fire. It's not like a little fire in the back. Like, the house is ablaze. And this dude, pizza delivery guy, 25 years old, in the after midnight, has decided to risk his own life running back into a burning house. The staircase was full of smoke, he said. The heat seemed unbearable, adding that he hesitated for a moment before plunging down the stairs. I rolled her up in my arms like a football, then felt my way back up the stairs. It was extremely hot and smoky and painful to breathe. The only light I could see was coming from the room upstairs, so I headed there. Now, obviously, Bostick has no formal training as a first responder. But I love, this is a pretty cool line. Quote, he says he watches a lot of TV shows about police and fire departments, which he believed helped him make critical decisions inside the home, unquote. Cool, man. That's cool. Now, once he got back to the 2nd floor with Kaylina, he had to punch out a window, leaving a deep gash in his right arm. Then jumped from the 2nd story with this girl in his arms. That's where the body cam video picks up. He ended up with 1st-degree burns on various parts of his body, including blisters on his hands. Amazingly, the 6-year-old that he went back into the building to save had only minor injuries. Equally amazing, Bostick is already out of the hospital. He was airlifted to Indianapolis for treatment of his wounds, which included severe smoke inhalation. And now he got out and he met the Barretts properly. No relation. There's a Washington Post story on this. And at the end, there's the meeting between the two. And, I mean, it's just awesome. Let's just be real. This is just an awesome story that we need to hear more of, right? We need to hear more of because we hear stories about the Uvalde police and we think that there is no hope because everything's just awful and bad and everybody's just cowards. And then you hear the story of a guy who was not doing it for a TikTok video, wasn't doing it to get attention. He just did it because it was the right thing to do. How many of us can say we would do that? I'm going to drop a picture of him in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. You know, and it's not the fault of the parents. It's not the fault of anybody. You know what's really going to, for lack of a better word, tick everybody off? Bosix White. You're going to see it in the chat room when I drop the picture of the family he saved. People going to be big mad. The people, the haters, the people that want us divided, the people that want us to hate each other, they're going to be big mad. This is Bosick with the family he saved. Look at that. They're black. But I thought all white people were racist. You can see them. David Barrett, the police, said, I literally told him he's part of our family. He was all on board with it. Once we get settled someplace, we're going to invite him over for him and his girlfriend for dinner. It's a great picture and it's a great story. It's a great week for heroes. Let's be real about that. Between our man in Indiana, our dude in Indiana who did not hesitate, took out the mass shooter in 15 seconds from 40 yards out, which, you know, I don't want to brag. I'm struggling at 15 yards right now. And this dude laid out a mass shooter with no time at all. That's Elijah Dickinson. Elijah Dickinson, the hero who saved lives in Indiana. And our man, Nick Bosick. Not Bosick, Bostack. Bostick. Nick Bostick.